Andrana, please, the pain comes, you push the date, eh? If it goes down, then you stop.
In the labor ward of Ada Health Center, Alidu Imurana, a midwife, stands patiently by the bedside of a young woman in labor. Alidu's calm and reassuring presence is the only thing keeping the mother-to-be from giving up. He's asking her to push while guiding her safely to deliver her baby.
Wow. You're doing well. Okay, no, bombarding.
For Alidu, this is just another day on the job. But for the woman in labor and her family, it is one of the most important moments of their lives. A new life has been added to her family thanks to the guidance and support of Alidu, the midwife.
Oh, the baby is out. Yes, that's good. We thank God.
Such is a typical day for Alidu. He delivers an average of 3 babies a day. Alidu is one of 65 male midwives in Ghana and has been practicing midwifery for more than a decade. He describes his work as both challenging and rewarding.
When I got to the facility, there were 2 cases waiting for me. I've managed taking care of them till they deliver. So they just finished delivery. Especially in the case with me, she was not able to push. She was not willing to push. So I had to motivate her. Please, you can do it. You can do it. And she did it. So here, the women themselves prefer me to even the ladies who are in the system already. As we are doing the delivery, we will do it ANC together, taking care of the mothers, and then doing procedure to one person. So with assistance. So these are the typical day for me here. The unique taste I brought here is the passion I have for the work.
The midwifery profession in Ghana is largely made up of females who make up 98% of the population. Rabiatu Idris Smiler is one of them who supervises Alidu at the Ada Health Center.
We had a very difficult delivery, and the mother, it was a big baby. In terms of delivery, a big abdomen means probably big baby or polyhydramnios, but we had a lot of struggle. The mother was having a very poor maternal effort. But then we had to put in all our efforts, and then when the baby came, we had to resuscitate. The baby was having a lower abdomen cover. After resuscitating, the baby started crying. And it so happened that when the mother came out, she also had PPH. At the same time, once resuscitating the baby, my mother was also having BPH, so we had to go back to the mother. And afterwards, he brought us a bucket of fish. And sometimes even just one fish is more than enough to make you feel appreciated all your efforts.
The profession has suffered misconceptions over the years, with many, including some health professionals, believing that midwives only assist with normal deliveries and do not have the skills to manage complicated cases. President, Ghana Registered Midwives Association, Mrs. Nita Forsenakon, however, explains that their role has evolved.
Initially, midwives were trained on the job, and so they worked closely with obstetrician gynecologists in hospitals. And then over time, when they had acquired the skill of taking care of them very well, then these midwives, after their training and certification, were able to move into the communities to practice the care. Currently, in practice, this does not happen, but it's because there are no resources for it. This is how the whole change had come, and now we are not seeing domiciliary midwifery being practiced. Rather, we are seeing institutional midwifery.
The World Health Organization recommended standard of midwife to patient ratio is 1 to 175. This means that there should be at least one midwife for every 175 women of reproductive age in a given population. However, according to the Ministry of Health's 2021 Holistic Assessment, midwife to women infertility ratio is 1 to 387. This is an improvement on the 2020 figure, which was 1 to 560. Again, skilled birth attendance rate in Ghana is 74%. However, the urban-rural disparities in skilled birth attendance is 90.6% in urban areas and 68.9% in rural. According to Mrs. Akon, Improving the midwife-to-patient ratio is crucial to ensuring adequate maternal health care services and improving maternal and neonatal health outcomes in Ghana. Therefore, the migration of midwives is still a major concern.
Our members practicing in the facilities keep bringing to our notice the extent of extra work that is coming on them because others had left. And their leaving is not planned. You come to work with somebody in the day, you close in the evening, the next morning you expect the person to come. There's no way that that person is coming. Finding out, you get to know that this person had migrated. And so this is how it is. It's affecting us.
The Director of Nursing and Midwifery, Ministry of Health, Dr. Barnabas Yeboah, says efforts are in place in collaboration with the UNFPA to strengthen midwifery training in the country.
We've been working with the UNFPA for several years now, and their presence in terms of supporting the midwifery fraternity has been very, very visible and very tremendous. So we have worked with them in areas of education, and so they have supported us to establish and equip our midwifery training schools across the country. They have also helped us to develop our midwifery and nursing strategic plan. They have donated a lot of equipment to most of our schools, also built capacity training of our midwives in several areas, strengthening their ability to provide the quality of services.
The UNFPA has been championing quality maternal health care in Ghana and has witnessed efforts as well as contributed to reducing maternal mortality to the current 308 deaths per 100,000 live births. Its country representative, Dr. Wilfred Ochan, has been speaking of future plans to develop centers of excellence and building a common voice to be advocates for maternal health.
We commemorate these days again to give attention to the role and issues around midwives and midwifery care. We are keen to look into maybe three key areas, which I would call kind of flagship and legacy work. We look keenly for partnership to support this. One is partnering with the Minister of Health, Ghana Health Service, to develop centers of excellence for midwifery education, which will provide a gold standard that would help to build capacity of other midwifery training colleges. The other area that we also think we need to work on is building a unified common voice and participation of the midwifery association that champions the needs and concerns of professional associations, but also become passionate advocate for reproductive health or maternal newborn health.
Dr. Wilfred Ochan also speaks on a new strategic direction geared towards achieving quality health care and central focus on the midwife.
We work to champion the sexual reproductive health needs and rights. And as it relates to midwifery, we recognize that midwives are central in the provision of sexual and reproductive health services. Almost 90% of sexual reproductive health services are provided by midwives. But we also know that midwives can help avert or prevent up to about 2/3 of maternal death. We expect zero unmet need for family planning. We expect zero preventable maternal death and zero gender-based violence. Now, when we look at this, the most central and critical health workforce can help us achieve these results is the midwife.
On this day, it is key to remember the dedication and commitment of midwives like Alidu, Rabiatu, and organizations such as the UNFPA, who work tirelessly to ensure the safe and healthy birth of a new life. We need to keep them close if Ghana is to achieve or even get close to achieving the SDG target on maternal mortality. Aiko to all midwives.